Hi, welcome to Foundational Care Educational Modules. I'm Maggie Smith of Chiropractic First, and the purpose of these modules is to speed up your healing, and they have been quite a long time coming. For months, I was trying to figure out what made some of my patients heal faster than others. After months of examining patients clinically and reading research, and talking with other doctors, what I have found is what I refer to as body awareness. Body awareness is neurological. It's when your brain and your body are connected. It's when your brain and your body are communicating. It happens consciously and it happens unconsciously. This awareness is more important to your healing than what has happened to you, or what is happening to you right now. Body self-awareness is far more important than the type of injury you've had. It's more important than how strong your symptoms are. It is the most important factor in your health. And you know I don't make those sort of absolute statements about health very often. In this module, I will be giving you an overview of the self-awareness model of healing. I'll start by contrasting it with the injury model. We all know that very well. I'll end this module with some exercises that you can do to start practicing body self-awareness. The following three modules will dig deeper into the three main aspects of this body self-awareness program. Those are proprioception, muscle recruitment, and brain cognition. Each module will provide you information and exercises to relieve your pain more quickly and more easily. You have handouts and worksheets accompanying each module. If you haven't downloaded those yet, make sure that you do. They're in the same email that this audio was in. And along the way, if you have any questions, please email me at wellness@chiropracticfirst.com. We can talk about those questions when you come in for your adjustments, but if you send them to me in advance, it's going to give me some more time to think about how I want to explain that question to you. So, let's get started. First things first, the injury model. It's so ingrained in us that we don't even really realize it's a model. And yet it is really, really important for your health, for you to understand what you currently think about pain and disease so that we can start changing and healing. As I started creating these modules, I didn't see any reason to talk about the outdated nature of the injury model. And then I thought, maybe I'll mention it briefly. But what I realized is that a huge amount of the pain and suffering we experience is due to that steadfast belief in the injury model. So get ready. I'm going to dedicate most of this module to the injury model. And I want you to really think about it over the next few weeks. Listen to this audio a few times, do the exercises, and then we'll go from there. The more you can recognize when you're using the injury model of healing, the faster you can get out of that thinking and move on to approaching your body in a way that's going to really allow for healing to occur. When most people come into the office, they tell me about the injury they think caused their symptoms. Recently, I had a patient come in who could barely walk. We'll call her Beth. She was in excruciating middle back pain between her shoulder blades. Beth is the mother of two small children. And one day she took them to the playground. And, as she does so many times, she was putting her two-year-old into the swing. And taking her two-year-old out of the swing. Putting her two-year-old back into the swing. And taking her out. This repetition went on and on, as it is known to do with two-year-olds. She noticed some pain that afternoon. But then the next morning, she woke up in excruciating pain. She could barely get out of bed. Even though the pain was in her upper back, she could barely walk. A few years ago, Beth had the same pain. Eventually it went away, but now it's back. So what happened to Beth? The injury model of pain would talk about repetitive microtrauma. They might also call it an overuse injury, a repetitive stress injury, or my new favorite term, the cumulative trauma disorder. It is those tasks of picking up and putting back, doing over and over again. The model would say that the swing and that motion caused a little tear in the muscle or in the ligaments, and that caused the pain. But so many questions arise out of that for me. The first is, why did the pain happen this time? Beth is a good mother. This wasn't the first time Beth took her kids to the park. This isn't the first time she repetitively picked up and put down an indecisive 2-year-old. So why was this the time that Beth woke up in extreme pain? And also, why did the pain not start until the next day? The injury model says that the pain was due to tearing or stretching of muscles or ligaments. So why didn't the pain start as soon as that injury happened? The popular answer to this question is inflammation. Inflammation is the new screen time. People like to blame it for just about everything. And I blame it for a lot of things. According to the inflammation model, the pain was caused by inflammation. And inflammation doesn't start right away. It starts later. And so the pain starts later. We're going to come back to inflammation a few times. And if you're doing the nutritional program with me, we've probably talked about inflammatory foods. Inflammation is a factor, but luckily it's one you can impact. And it doesn't have a direct or an immediate relationship to injury or pain. However, we still have the question of why the inflammation and the pain this time. When it comes to my patients, it's the question that I often ask the most. Why this time? The injury model doesn't have a great answer to that question. Whatever you do to quote unquote cause your injury is something you've probably done multiple times before, and probably it's something you're going to do multiple times again without causing that pain. Beth had spent years picking up her kids. The last time she had this pain, she didn't even have kids. Research on pain and injuries is becoming more and more robust. And when it comes to pain, big trauma like car accidents or falls, and little trauma like repetitively picking up a child, simply doesn't cause chronic pain. Many studies have been done about how to prevent chronic low back pain. And when I say chronic, I mean that pain that lasts for days or weeks or months. Certainly, if you have an injury, you may have an immediate pain, right? That split second, just banging your finger and you feel pain, but it goes away. What we're talking about here is that chronic, long-lasting pain. And when they've done studies on low back pain, what they've found is that there's very little correlation between low back pain and any sort of injuries. Millions of dollars have been spent on ergonomic training. And yet in 2009, a medical doctor reviewed the studies on ergonomic interventions and found that teaching people how to sit, how to stand, how to lift, and making sure that they were then sitting, standing, and lifting correctly did nothing to change their rates of pain. An article in the Journal of the American Medical Association stated that there is little direct evidence that most back pain stems from a discrete injury or from repetitive trauma. I'm going to say that again. The Journal of the American Medical Association published a study saying there is little direct evidence that most back pain stems from a discrete injury or a repetitive trauma. A study published in the prestigious journal Spine found no correlation between heavy lifting and pain. No connection between car accidents and pain. No connection between household activities and pain. Simply, there was no external event that could be tied to the presence of low back pain in people in their study. None. If you want to see the research on this, you can look at the research handout that's attached to this module. If you have access to PubMed, you can read the entire articles. Evans is a university town. I'm sure you know someone that has access to PubMed. If you don't, we have a couple copies of the studies here in the office. We can email those to you if you'd like. So, now that I've shattered your belief in the injury model of pain, you're a true believer. Maybe you had to pause this and read the studies. Maybe you just believe me more than every other doctor who has told you that pain is caused by injury. I mean, probably you believe me more than every other doctor. I am your doctor, after all. But what do we do now? Do you feel hopeless about what causes your pain? Do you feel confused about what's going on in your body? Well, fear not. Because at Chiropractic First, we're about empowerment and providing solutions. So here's your solution to the loss of the injury model. It is the awareness model. And we'll be talking about it over the next few modules. So you've got plenty of time to understand it. And as you're getting adjusted, you're going to experience it. It's going to make sense because we're going to talk about it and because you're going to feel it in your body as a result of getting adjusted. And you're going to do the exercises on your handouts. The awareness model doesn't completely eliminate any connection between external factors and pain. We haven't disregarded all the physical causes of pain. As I said earlier, when you hit your hand with a hammer, it hurts because of an injury. When you put your hand on a hot stove, it hurts because of that physical incident. But that pain also stops. Within a few minutes, that pain's gone. We're talking about that pain that lasts days, weeks, months. That doesn't start the instant you do something. That pain is far more complex than we initially thought. And we have to realize that it's not always linear. It's not always clear. A torn rotator cuff doesn't always cause pain. Picking up your kids doesn't always make your hand tingle. A herniated disc doesn't always cause shooting pain down your leg. It's more complex. And yet that complexity is where the beauty lies, and that complexity is where there's so much opportunity for growth. So, how does the awareness model explain pain and other symptoms? It does so by understanding that pain and symptoms are neurological. It's our brains and our nerves that cause us to feel sensation. And when you feel pain, it is often caused by that breakdown in communication. It's caused by your muscles and your nerves and your brain not communicating or functioning correctly. That breakdown in communication can result in excessive communication. Your nerves, particularly the nerves in your spine, filter out a lot of information. As you're listening to this, you probably aren't aware of how your shirt feels on your skin. Now that I mention it, perhaps you are. Do you feel that material wrapping around your shoulders? You didn't feel it until I mentioned it, and yet you don't have to do anything differently in order to notice it. That information is always coming into your spine. Normally, your spine filters it out, but when you're stressed, what we call a hypersympathetic neurological state, your spine sometimes sends far too many signals to your brain. Your brain processes those as pain, and then you feel pain. But that pain sensation, or the sensation of feeling your shirt against your skin, is not information that you need. It's information that should have been filtered out. But your body is over-communicating, and so now you're feeling pain. We all have had these experiences in our lives. A child throws a temper tantrum and gives you far, far too much information about this distress over a lost toy. Sure, that toy may be lost, but has all hope been lost? No. But that's not what the toddler is telling you. Sometimes pain is just your body acting like a toddler. If you don't have a lot of experience with toddlers, you can substitute a melodramatic boss or colleague in this example. Both are often unable to distinguish real important problems from minor ones. Is the solution in this example to hate the toddler? To blame the toddler? To ignore the toddler? No. The solution is to communicate, to create boundaries, to help the toddler understand that the loss of this toy is not a reason for this level of discomfort. We'll talk more about how to do that in future sessions, but for now, you just need to know two things. First, sometimes your body gets confused and it gives you more information about sensations than you need. Second, this isn't your body's fault. It's not a reason to ignore or to blame your body. It's an opportunity to sharpen your sensory control and work with your body, not against it. Pain is also caused by your body not communicating enough. This is the teenage years, when a minor problem between you and your teenager could simply be solved by communicating. Don't have a teenager? You can substitute that friend who never called you back after that minor misunderstanding at a friend's baby shower. Your body can heal. It does so every day. So why didn't it heal this time? The answer involves nerves and nerve receptors, muscles and muscle spindle fibers. But this is an educational module, and we want to keep it short. So for now, I'll just say that it's because your body isn't communicating well enough. Once you get it communicating better, which you're going to be doing by getting chiropractic care, it'll start communicating more. In future modules, I'll give you some exercises to do to improve the communication. If you can't wait for those future modules, next time you come in to get adjusted, ask Will or I for some few tips. We can give you some things to do. And so, to wrap up this module, we talked about a few things. The first is the injury model of pain. It's outdated. We'd like there to be an external cause for pain. It will make us all feel a lot better if we could say, see that external thing? That injury, that trauma, that's the source of my suffering. The research just doesn't bear that out. And if you think about it, neither do your life experiences. This doesn't mean we're throwing injuries out the window. It means the relationship is a lot more complex. It means that our experiences are more marbled than we think. Life isn't black and white, but it is black and white and gray. Sometimes physical trauma can cause a portion of your symptoms, and sometimes physical trauma has nothing to do with your symptoms. The good news is, in all cases, you can help your body heal. Your body has the power to make changes and improve your life. You can make these changes by increasing your awareness, by increasing the communication between your nerves and your muscles, between your brain and your ligaments, between your body and itself. Your pain's going to decrease when you do this. Your body will start moving better. You've probably already seen this happening as a result of getting adjusted. And there is so much more to come. So until next time, I'm Maggie Smith of Chiropractic First. Do the exercises on the attached handout. Listen to this recording a few more times. Email me with any questions. But most importantly, stick to your chiropractic care plan. The best way to heal, communicate, and live better is by getting adjusted regularly. See you soon.